ಶಾಂತಿ. ಓಂ ಐ ಎಂ ವಾಟ್ ಎಂ ಐ ಐ ಎಂ a pure and peaceful soul. The philosophy of karma and philosophy of purity and secrets of drama . The more you explore, every point when you have explored, experienced, you realize it's the beginning. Because after one realization is another realization, and it is just like a banana tree, the trunk of banana, the fruit banana. The beauty of banana tree, of course, the significance, special quality in banana that we eat is also a message. But I am speaking about today now the trunk of banana tree. Connected with every time something new. You peel one leaf because this banana tree has its strength not like other tree, a straight wood that grows. But it grows in a very fine way, banana tree. One leaf, another leaf, its trunk is composed of leaf again on a leaf, a leaf on a leaf. Many, many layers. And one layer you open, there's another layer underneath. Another layer you open, another leaf. So, in the same way, the philosophy of karma, karma of thoughts, karma of the mind, karma of our intellect, karma in our expression with attitude, intention, behavior, past karma, present karma, recent instant karma, long-term karma, short-term karma, individual karma, family karma, collective karma. It's a big different, there are many different layers to explore. Deeper you go, still you feel you need to go deeper and deeper. So in the same way, these three words that Baba has spoken, the final mantra that Baba gave before his departure to the subtle region on the 18th of January. In Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirankari. In English, it is translated Nirakari, bodiless. But bodiless is a beginning. And Nirakari is the final with a beginning. It's a cyclic pattern. Or you can call it, this is the stages of reaching on Nirakari. Nirakari means incorporeal state of being. And bodiless is the practice of a human being. Incorporeal is not a human being. Incorporeal does not have a body. But bodiless has a body. We are conscious of body. In incorporeal world, we are not aware that I have a body, or I lived in the world which I had a body, or I will take a body. It is just everything is merged in it, but it is full of potential. It contains many secrets in it as it comes in the physical body. And when at the confluence age Baba comes, then makes us aware of the layers of body consciousness, bodiless. When we are in the body, in order to reach incorporeal stage, we practice in soul consciousness without being soul conscious. I cannot practice bodilessness because it's the soul that is using body. Soul is experiencing itself through body and expressing what it contains, this body. So body can be a land, like can be analyzed as a piece of land. And the soul is the living seed, the living energy, a pure being of light, has strength, power in it. And that is power of purity when it is aware, I am not this body. So awareness, but we are brought up or we are taught to use body more and more. And Baba says, use your body less and less. To be bodiless, use your body less. And if I want to use my body less, less and less, then I have to actually use my mind with particular awareness and attention how I'm using my body. So body consciousness teaches us not only just the awareness of the body, but the qualities, function of this body, which is natural nature, natural qualities of the matter, because it's made of matter. It has potential, impact, effect, how nature works, matter works. And Baba teaches how the nature of the soul works. It's the nature of nature. How the nature of this natural being, eternal being works. And so, to use my body less and less, and make it more useful, beautiful, long life, healthy, I need to use it less. What does it mean? Then I keep my eyes closed, my ears shut. I sit just somewhere where I don't have to do anything. I'm not a sannyasi. We are karma yogi. And for a yogi, it has to be practice. First practice is awareness, I am master of this body. That means I am soul conscious that I have this body. And how I use it, it's what are the real qualities in me. Am I using these my senses? Do I have right sense? Do I understand the significance of using my sense organs? So these senses, actually, I'm able to enhance the worth of having these senses. I can appreciate the beauty of speciality that these senses have. Sense organs. Because certainly these sense organs continue for me, with me, for 84 births. So I have a count with matter, with body, with change of different form, time, and strength, but still I have connection with my matter, my body. So in order to reach incorporeal stage, I need to be bodiless. It means use body less and less. But what it is that makes me body use more and more? Where is the key winding which it winds to more, use my body more? It is me, the mind. Mind is the operator. And in order to operate, in order to be a yogi, sensible to use my senses, I have to first be aware of how my mind functions. What is my attitude? What are my qualities? Thought pattern. Positive, pure, and powerful. Now, I learn to be bodiless as important aspect to just hold the key with soul consciousness, the mind, the key to rewind our mind, the key of my own mind. Set an attitude. And so this is why, because my thoughts are also not only just remain in my thoughts, but thoughts create feelings. But feelings are also connected when I connect with the senses. So I see with which attitude I see. What is my vision like? My thoughts, my vision, my words, my behavior. And so then when this connects with actions, organs also. So when I am becoming more and more conscious of using powerful thoughts and pure thoughts, what happens? That you pick up very powerful things, virtues, and in order to hold something good in your eyes, in your vision, in your words, the quality things are always small, small in size. Ordinary things are big in size, a lot of expansion. Lot of weight. We can see now science with the power making the small, minute, more and more, smaller and smaller. The more the quality is there, it's refined. Even cloth. A cotton has its own strength, but then when it is silk, its quality and its refinement. Just an example. and it is light, it does not have weight. So to check that in my mind, is it heavy? Is it any kind of burden on my mind? It means I have picked up something through my senses which has made me heavy. And what makes us heavy? The things which are not so quality. Quantity may be a lot. And so purity of mind, I have to check, is my mind pure? Am I also seeing these things using my sense organs in bodiless state of mind as an observer? And so my intellect is now with clean intellect, with a pure mind, is discriminating between right and wrong. So I begin to learn the second point, which is wiseless. I cannot become wiseless without becoming virtuous. So what it is then, I am seeing being in a state of not like ordinary human beings use their sense organs. Because we know the more body conscious we are, we keep all our time, ears busy. And the more busy we keep it, more block we keep to our eyes, our ears. And the this blockage, it is block means it's hearing many wrong things, interested in gossip. So what is happening? Impurity is increasing. Virtues are decreasing. And in order to become pure, becoming or wiseless, my vision, my senses has to be used, should be used only to pick up good things, and very few, actually, when you take good things, you took it quickly and then you just merge in it. It stays with you and you want to first sustain it, maintain in you. You increase the value of it and then you would like it to give to others. But rubbish, it has come and it becomes so much that you cannot digest. Heart is heavy, intellect is confused, understanding is not clear. Immediately then the words are useless words. And then the speech, mouth, has also become what? The anger will come. It will express anger. So what is impurity which I took it through senses, will vomit through senses or express through senses. And so I have to practice being avyakt, performing elevated action, paying attention on my action, not only physical actions, the actions of my mind. Because mind is acting and activating, directing my physical senses. Physical senses do not take anything by itself. And so this is why it's a purity is the main aspect, the key. Pure attitude, pure vision, words filled with virtues and blessings, action, behavior, which is inspiring others or encouraging others. And so it is all virtuous. The more virtuous I become, the more bodiless and wiseless I become. Because with virtues, the first thing is, it's a shield, it's protection, because, and it is also a weapon With that I can cool down the fire of anger or fire of jealousy. So then this anger and jealousy which was making my mind upset, or jealousy which was creating fire inside, so my vision also becomes, when that is cooled down, of I am pure and peaceful soul, my attitude, my vision is the power to cool down the senses. And this what it is you begin to express? Love and mercy. So more virtuous I am not only just conquering my own vices, the soul has the power of the purity, pure vision, pure feeling, merciful vision, benevolent vision is also cooling down the vices of others. The more you are detached, eventually, if there is anger, other person is angry, or if someone is jealous, if I continue to think this is angry person, this is angry, very angry, jealous, it means that jealousy, I'm invoking that jealousy to come in me and sit in me. So my heart also then, but I stay in my self-respect and have mercy that this soul is not able to see his own fortune. And I am able to send these vibrations of the beauty, speciality and the quality that soul has. So my heart remains pure, my heart remains clean, my feelings remain beautiful. And this love, quality of love, that I am child of God, I am benevolent being, these qualities are protecting, keeping my mind clean and also vibrating and giving vibrations to others. Because philosophy of this action of mind is that if negative of someone, I can feel, I can catch, it has a fast speed and it's a weakness. Weak energy can reach so fast. Godly energy, divine energy, powerful energy, it will reach with faster speed because it's silent and refined energy. Refined things move faster. Things filled with rubbish, a river when it is clean, flow is faster. And when rubbish is collected in it, it's slow. It's not fresh anymore. It changes or spoils the atmosphere. It gets stuck, rubbish. When it is stuck in my heart, then it is a place where you would not like to stay even. You would not like to look at it. And that power is that there you react to that a lot. And it means it is tying you in bondage. So if negative energy can affect me so much, and positive energy is pure and powerful, how much effect it would be? So this is why Baba is inspiring today. The power of purity means not only purity of physical control of senses. Indulgence in vice in a gross way is not called complete purity. It's celibacy, controlling the lower senses, sense organs, but then the real sense organs of the soul is his mind and intellect becoming pure. And so I'm making my mind with divine understanding, the knowledge that Baba is giving, the light he is giving, and vision, the aim and object. This is why he is giving. It's a study, it's a school, it's a university. So we learn with alphabets, thing in a school, in KG, with the pictures, with the words, But more we study, the higher we go, the subtlety we understand of every language. So in the same way, Baba's language of purity is very refined, or significance is very refined. He is saying whatever you are thinking, because it is a thought, is the action of the mind. Is it meaningful, valuable, benevolent, bringing some power in you? Yatharath means as it should be. It is accurate, it is filled with values, and it has a meaning which is useful for others. Otherwise it's waste. And waste thoughts will make you naturally waste your energy. So power of purity is actually the first four types of purity Baba is mentioning, the philosophy of impurity. Thoughts, that is mind, words. Now words we can speak, words taunting someone, make other feel guilty, criticize, comments, and we think, I did not do anything wrong, I just said anything right, what I feel. So I am trying, in fact I didn't realize that anything which is words are, which even I spoke in a joke, was it benevolent for other person? Or was it subtle ego of my own self, my inner body consciousness, which I have been using through the sense organs, taking impression on myself of the activities of others? And so words are also benevolent, and that's possible only when I have the quality of peace in me. Viceless of anger means virtue, full of virtue of peace. It's a replacement. It's an account, karmic, good karma, viceless karma or vicious karma, sukarma or vikarma. Weak sukarma is filled with strength, with soul consciousness. And so is my thought filled with strength, godly strength? Are my words inspiring? Are my words creating self-respect in them? Are my words blessings for them? Benevolent? Helpful? So virtues are actually making these vibrations, not only just words. Words are creating vibrations. And so then action is not only physical action of vice, but the subtlety of these vices. And this gross vice, vice of lust is very, very gross. It is body conscious or use of body of two people. And so it doesn't make you bodiless, but in fact makes you dependent on body of others. Gross vice. Then anger. Anger is, you can throw a stone, you can speak to somebody from a distance, get angry and shout. But a person you are fighting, not necessary so near. Attachment, even the person has left body, so we have attachment, even those who have gone, not with us. Greed, non-living things is creating greediness. And ego, I don't need anyone. I myself am like sky, unlimited ego. And five vices, to be viceless means complete virtues of pure mind, pure thought, pure action, pure vibrations. Even dreams are also pure. And Baba speaking about dreams have effect on your system, and so subtle pure dreams certainly will also have effect on you. So keep the awareness of purity means not only just one aspect, but every aspect of the mind, intellect and sanskaras, actions of the mind, intellect and sanskaras. Then you are reaching karmatiti stage. But it means your karma are constant. The action filled with purity has to be constant. Constant. Not broken. Lagatar. That connection is there and without any discrimination. Not with this I am more merciful. With this I am less. With this I am more loveful and favor, and this when I don't. The quality, natural quality, works everywhere same. Flowers work everywhere for everyone same. Not that I give fragrance and keep my beauty with for some and not for others. The sun shines equally for everyone. So if I am natural, my actions are neutral, natural and pure. They don't have any discrimination and they have constant. And today Baba said, with this unbroken state, you become really worthy to be worshipped. And if you break it again and again, your organs are broken. You are not worthy to be worshipped. Like a statue, Baba gave a beautiful example of statue. If it is broken, any part of the statue is broken, it's of course many people will go to see. It is also kept to be shown, and that is in museum. People will go to see. 2 times they have seen, somebody would ask, would you like to go to that museum? You say, I have seen it. But to temple you go every day. Their every action is worshipped. So when our purity in thoughts, words, action, behavior is not constant, it means it's broken. And then broken thing is not worthy to be deity. And also without any discrimination. Today Baba also speaking about what happens time to time. If I am not keeping from morning till evening my discipline, 2 other vices creep in. So I need to be attentive. I have to pay attention. I don't have to be careless. Carelessness and laziness, these two Baba included in vices. So to be viceless means to have all virtues, fill in myself with these virtues, and that is what the beauty of the soul. And purity is the mother of all virtues. Complete purity in this aspect, I not only become, I am good, but I am inspiring to be good. I'm giving that goodness to others. I'm donor of these virtues. I inspire others with these virtues. So all the time it is checking and attention. So I'm not lazy in physical way, but I'm lazy in this mind. If I'm lazy in mind, it means I'm sleeping. And so I have to be awake, attentive, alert, to be worthy to be worshipped, to experience or share, become the embodiment of purity. And after becoming this is important that I am trustee. I am not holding its mind, its power of God Supreme. It means this karma bondage are not created by giving good things because it's natural and neutral. and so you achieve your angelic stage. You are unlimited, free from bondage, free from burden. So bodiless have a level. Less use your body, less be soul conscious, become avyakt, become free from attraction and influence, and relationship with virtues is there, but still detached from I and my consciousness, because real subtle impurity is ego. And this is why ego is subtle and just can be with thoughts, with action, with vision, with vibrations. And so bodiless, viceless means virtuous. And then you are reaching the incorporeal stage, the soul becomes a seed again. And this seed of bodiless, when reaches the level of incorporeal, it is a seed again which creates a new beginning of divinity, purity. And so today's Murli is a very special about the definition of philosophy of karma or action of the state of purity. Om Shanti.